Good morning. My guest this morning is Rich Schlesser from North Bay Suicide Prevention. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming in. What is new for suicide prevention? Your next class for 2018 is what it says on the press release.
Yes, we conduct three classes a year to train new volunteers who are interested in going on the lines. We've been in existence since 1971, but since 2011, we've expanded from Marin County into Sonoma, Lake, and Mendocino counties.
Uh-huh.
So we're putting out a call here for all people who might be interested in volunteering on the lines. We offer training sessions. It's a 10-week session. Tuesday nights from 7 to 10, and we sneak one Saturday all day in there also, where we train new volunteers. Generally, the first part of the night is a lecture on different topics of crisis counseling and suicide.
Right.
And then we break into smaller groups and do simulated phone calls. We call them role plays, where we give them situations and see how volunteers respond and act, and we critique from there. So we bring them along, try to bring along everyone in baby steps.
So at least in large part, you are training people to person the hotlines.
Yes, we are.
And what in general are the kinds of calls you get?
It can run the gamut. I mean, we're geared for crisis intervention, so on the severe side, probably about 3% of our calls are emergencies where someone's actually attempting and reaching out for help. The majority of our callers have had issues with suicide thoughts and maybe attempts in the past. They feel themselves maybe escalating and want to call us to take a step before they act on it. And that's what we really want people to do.
When someone goes through the training and begins to work on the line, what's a typical kind of week for a person who has signed up for that?
Okay, we break it in. We ask for, in exchange for training, and if they're successful in the class, we ask for 1 4-hour shift a week. So you would man the phones with another partner for a 4-hour period. It can run the gamut on calls from people. Depression's a common issue. People need to talk about, they feel themselves maybe don't have any other outlets to talk to somebody. We're there 24/7. They may have counselors or therapists, but we're there any time of the night, day they want to call.
I understand, too, that phone counseling is something in and of itself, really. It's not like a lot of crisis counseling.
Right. It's one, we're not therapists, so we're there to spend time with people in crisis. Typically, our phone calls are maybe 15 minutes unless it's a really severe situation. We don't limit anyone if they're in crisis. We listen. That's the main thing. If we're doing more talking than the caller, something's wrong.
yes, I can
understand. We want to give
that.
them, we not only listen to the words, but we try to listen to the feeling and reach people on an emotional level.
It's not hard for me to guess that that the times we're living in right now are pretty heavy in terms of people who have come to the end of their tether, I suppose you'd say.
There's a lot of stress out there, and definitely in my time, I mean, I've been doing this for about 22 years now, you know, the pace, the overall background stress and noise on people seems to be a lot more.
Yeah. What does someone do who wants to learn more about being a counselor?
Well, we'd ask you to first call our number. It's 415-499-1193, extension 3003. That's a lot of numbers. To set up an appointment, we ask you to come in and do a face-to-face kind of pre-screening interview where you can ask questions and we can tell you more about what's going on. That's the best first step, call, and then we can arrange the interview and then give you some more information.
Right.
There is a small $25 fee, just to cover our materials costs.
Great. Rich, thanks very much for coming in. Let me tell people once again that the number to call for suicide prevention, 415-499-1193, extension 3003.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.